My name is Jason Weller, and I'm joining Land O'Lakes as a senior director working on the Sustain team.
Jason, tell me about this opportunity with Land O'Lakes and what this Sustain initiative is all about.
So I'm really excited to be joining the team, and I'm very impressed with Land O'Lakes. As many of your readers and listeners are aware, they are one of the leading agribusiness companies in the country, and they have an enormous reach across the countryside, working with their owners and their members, with ag retailers and farm cooperatives across the country. And under the leadership of the CEO, Mr. Polosinski, and Matt Karstens, who's the senior VP for the Sustain team, they are assembling a world-class division, a group of folks that are going to start to provide on-farm services to help producers with two main goals. First is to maximize the production, really help with the economics, the sustainability of the farm for being a producer, providing the food production that we need. But then secondly, also helping those farmers to be as efficient as possible with their farm inputs and to better manage their soils so that they can also then be really good managers of their natural resources on their farms, again, enhancing the sustainability of their operations.
Tell me about how your experience at USDA and in particular NRCS will help you in this role.
So I served at NRCS for almost 8 years. Four of those years, I served as chief of NRCS. And it was a time extremely proud of, not least of which I worked with some of the best people in agriculture and the best people in the natural resource conservation business. And what I think for me was most rewarding was that in the heart of NRCS, if you really were to break down its DNA, at its very core, it was about really working one-on-one with farmers to help them be successful. And that was NRCS, what it was created to do back in the Dust Bowl era, was really to help farmers better manage their soils, but really help them be successful farmers and stay in their lands. And so that same DNA, that same core culture, you know, its essence, its core value at NRCS is the same at Land O'Lakes, which is really what brought me to the company. At its heart, it is a farmer-owned, farmer-led organization, and it always has at its heart, what do you need to do to help the farmer be successful, to stay in business? And that's the culture where I want to join and help contribute to. So I think the experiences I had at NRCS, learning to help provide conservation assistance to producers across the countryside, is going to very well transfer that perspective, but really that core culture that I was looking for, ultimately helping the family farm be successful, is what the Land O'Lakes team is all about.
Jason, you worked with farmers both at a time when things were pretty prosperous a few years ago, and now more recently, as commodity prices have softened, things are pretty tough financially for a lot of farmers. So as you think about the conservation element to a farm operation, and what you're doing at Land O'Lakes, how does everything kind of fit together? I guess an example of that would be, you know, a farmer wants to put in a buffer strip or reduce tillage, but from a financial standpoint, they don't know if it's feasible right now. There are a lot of variables at play. It's a tough time.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of variables producers have to manage. So obviously managing their operation and the economics of their farm, trying to deal with the vagaries of the different grain markets and commodity markets, dealing with the pressures of the cost of farm inputs, not least which is fuel and the fertilizer. So that's a lot for a producer to manage. And that, I think, is what the Land O'Lakes team and its services is going to be providing is hopefully going to be a real benefit to producers. It's going to really help them in the decision-making process. What is the low-hanging fruit that they can really take on? What are the actions they can take on their farms that's really going to make a return to the bottom line? And so one of the things I learned most at NRCS, and I think, again, is really transferable to Land O'Lakes and to the Sustain team, is that the best form of conservation really has to help the bottom line. At the core, obviously, farms and ranches, they are businesses. And they have to pay mortgages. They want to send their kids to college. They want to be able to buy a new truck, buy new equipment, upgrade their farm, acquire new land, et cetera. So to be able to do all that, they have to make the bottom line work. And so the best form of conservation is really then not the extras to do that would be nice to do, but really at its core, conservation is about making your operation as efficient as possible, reducing your loss of your core asset, which is your soils, optimizing your use of fertilizer so you're using just the right amount to maximize yield but nothing more, so you're not losing your cash at the edge of the field as it runs off in the form of fertilizer loss into waterways or leaching in the groundwater table. Optimizing your pesticide usage, so you're, again, maximizing, protecting your crop, managing for risks, but also not over-applying when you don't need to. And these are the good business concepts, but they're also great conservation benefits. And those are the kind of concepts in a hard market that we're in right now. Ultimately, the most effective farmers, the ones that are going to be in business longest, are the ones that are going to be trying to wring out that the excess loss, the inefficient use of their operation, their fuel, their equipment, and ultimately that's going to have a real positive impact for the health of our natural resources.
Jason, anything else about this opportunity or the topic in general?
So I'm extremely excited. I've seen in my time at NRCS a real explosion in the private sector in terms of innovation and leadership, a burgeoning realm that looking at using cutting-edge technology and data science to really help farmers make wise decisions on their farms. And that is what Land O'Lakes, I think, is among the companies I've come across, one of the absolute leaders in this field. They're very serious about it. But again, it's not about just the latest flavor of the month. The company is really earnest about deeply investing in this, doing a credible job, but ultimately providing real value to farmers and to their members and owners. And that is, to me, really exciting, that the company can really make a real impact to farm economics, but also in this case to help address some natural resource concerns around the country. And I think Land O'Lakes and the team are top-notch, and I'm very excited to join the group.